Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Bryce Harper joins us right now. Phils are in Milwaukee. He normally listens like during the 2 o'clock hour. Maybe he's out there listening in Milwaukee. Bryce, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, y'all? How are you?
First of all, Bryce, congratulations on 300. Ike and I were talking during the game, and it's like, Bryce is going to get this home run at home. I'd be surprised if he didn't hit a home run today. You hit the home run. Congratulations. Quite a feat.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was definitely a thought going into the last day. I would love to have done it at home, and I was able to do it, you know, in that last at bat. And, you know, bummer we didn't get to take away that win. You know, to sweep that series. But, you know, really cool moment for myself and the fans as well.
And man, you've had several of these moments, maybe not hitting certain milestones, but certainly just whenever the moment causes for you to be at your best, you've been able to answer that call. And I'm just wondering, listen, I was a role player as a player, Bryce, and so the great athlete, the guys like yourself, some of the other great players I play with, you guys just have the unique ability to be at your best when your best is needed. And I'm just wondering, what's that like for you to have that sort of pressure there? It seems like you embrace it, but what's that like for you to be in that moment whenever the pressure is at its greatest, you don't seem to fold, you seem to embrace it?
Yeah, I mean, I think growing up, you know, I was in a lot of those moments, you know, growing up and had a lot of fun playing in big tournaments and high leverage situations at such young ages. And I love the moments. I love the, you know, kind of built for this kind of thing. And you live for this, the MLB old, you know, slogan, you know, you live for this and you live for these moments. And you know, that's what it's all about, trying to, you know, play as a team and understand as a team that any of those guys on our team can have those moments. And it doesn't matter if you're a rookie or a role player or anything, you know, each guy on our team, you know, tries to do their job the best they can. And whenever I'm in those situations, I try to do that. You know, I try to just slow the game down as best as possible and have no heartbeat and just try to go up there and then play the game that I love and understand that it's the same game I've been playing at a higher level, right? But just understanding that, you know, any given time I can get up there in those kind of situations or in those spots, I want the moment. I want to be able to go up there and do everything I can, help my team win in all those spots. So I really enjoy it. You know, crowd going crazy on the road or at home. I love those moments, and I look forward to, you know, many more.
I mean, August has been awesome for you guys as a team and then us as fans. But for you as an individual, you have now finally started to resemble Bryce Harper, right? Like, I mean, for the layman's out there with us, with you, we've also associated your great hitting with having power as well and being able to really be a complete player. We talked to you early in the spring. I think you had just got to spring training, hadn't even really got going yet. And I'm wondering for you, what's it been like this year? Coming back from Tommy John surgery, missing the first part of the season, getting in here, getting off to a little bit of a slow start from a power surge, and then being where you are now. What's this year been like for you as an individual?
Yeah, you know, started the off season, and you know, as you guys know, had the surgery and got through it, and got to spring training. Didn't really have an off season. Didn't really, you know, have time to work out or anything like that. Worked out the lower half as much as possible. You know, got my rehab going and things like that. You know, didn't see, you know, BP or anything like that during the off season. So I had to really kind of get it going as quick as possible, and had a great training staff. I mean, still to this day, I'm still rehabbing, you know, as much as possible with shoulder and everything like that. So it's still continuing. You know, we're at the 9-month mark right now, I think it is, or 8.5 month mark right now. So we're still going through that process of, okay, we still need to throw, we still need to rehab this, we still need to make sure you're doing all your shoulder exercises and all your elbow exercises day in and day out. So it's been good being able to still have the DH and you know, playing first base, learn a new position, kind of a new mindset over there at first, but it's been great, you know, being able to have the teammates that I do, being able to have the training staff and Tomper and everybody kind of have my back and understand that, you know, this is kind of what I'm going through right now. or even at the time, early in the year. And then now it's been great. We have so many guys in that clubhouse that have been around the game for a long time, a lot of veteran guys that understand the day in and day out of that grind. It might be a little different if I was on a different team just because of, not many teams have the clubhouse that we do or the guys or the training staff that we do. So we're very fortunate in this organization to have the players that we do, the trainers and, ownership and everybody that really is involved each day. So it's been really good. Beginning of the year, of course, not being where I wanted to be power-wise and things like that. I wasn't ever really worried about that. With time it would come, and at this point, hopefully it keeps going.
Yeah, it certainly seems like it's come. We're talking to Bryce Harper, Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. Bryce, you were right there, obviously, and I have to give our producer, Jack Fritz, credit. He came up with the idea that said, how about we give Trey Turner a standing ovation? And then we brought it on the air, and before you know it, Trey got a standing ovation, as you know, at Citizens Bank Park. How much of an impact did you think the ovation made for Trey? He's had an unbelievable, August. How much do you think that helped Trey turning things around?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're able to have a fan base behind you, like we do have, I mean, there's nothing like going into the bank and having the stadium go crazy for you. And for them to be able to do that and stand up and, it all started from you guys, right? I mean, Jack being able to kind of get that going. I know there's a lot of people that take credit for it and things like that, but him being able to get that going and understanding kind of what Trey was going through. This is kind of, when you play in Philly, it's tough. They know the fans are tough. I understand it. I love it. But for them to kind of, take a step back and look at Trey and go, hey, we have this guy for another 10, 11 years. Like, why would we not do this? And I think that really showed Trey that he's part of this family and we want him to succeed. And, as a team, we want him to succeed and be Trey Turner because we know what type of player Trey is going to be. We know what type of player he can be day in and day out. And you guys are seeing that right now. This is the greatness of Trey Turner. And, he's such a guy force in the clubhouse, new team, new organization, learning things, new home, things like that. It's so great to see him kind of succeed and get it going. And like I said, being able to have the veteran guys that we do have in this clubhouse, it just helps each guy, every single day. If it's a young guy, if it's an older guy, having the voice of, Kyle Schwarber, Nick Castellanos, kind of talk to you each day. It's really good, the camaraderie that we do have, the fun that we do have as a team. Our young guys show up each night, too. I mean, Bryson Stott, I could go on and on about him. Alec Bohm as well. Brandon Marsh being able to kind of, come back this year and be an absolute stud for us. Just every guy on our team, it takes each guy. We all look in the mirror every single day, and, we all do our job each day, and it's been great.
Well, Bryce, you were obviously listening to the show the other day when you were driving into the ballpark, and I even mentioned to Chuck. I said, Chuck, Bryce could be listening right now. It's normally his routine, and you were. Now, did you realize by dedicating the home run to Chuck what you caused? Because now every caller wants dedicated home runs. It's a national story. Chuck's been on TV and radio for the last 2 days straight. This is what you've created with our show and the station, Bryce. Thank you.
I apologize. No, it's funny because I was actually going to call and just like, hey, what's up, guys? Chuck, appreciate it. But I didn't end up doing that. I listen to you guys, like I said, I do. Not every day, but as I do go to the ballpark, there's days I'll turn it on. And I just enjoy it, the good and the bad. I don't just, sit there and, I'm going to listen to them today because we're going good or we're going bad.
Huh.
I love listening about sports, right? So being able to hear about what the Eagles are doing or the Flyers or the Sixers or what the fans are thinking or anything, I like to kind of consume myself with that so I can kind of get the feel and the vibe of it. So I do know what's going on in Eagles camp, or I do know what's going on in, Sixers camp or Flyers or anything, just because I root for all those guys too. We're kind of all in this together, and I root for those guys. I pull for those guys. So understanding who made the team, who's off the team, what's going on. That's why I listen to it, because I think as a city, we all need to pull for all the guys and all the teams. And that's what it's all about. I want to see, the Sixers win it. I want to see the Flyers win it. I want to see the Eagles win it. And as much as I want to see us win it. So, I really enjoy it.
We're not always nice when you tune in though, Bryce, right? Between the callers and us.
But like that's okay. I don't mind that. That's the way it is. That's the way sports work. That's the way, you know, life works. If you don't like when people talk bad about you or when, you know, you're going through it and people have opinions, then, you know, maybe the sports aren't for you. The world's, you know, kind of not fair sometimes, and that's how it works, especially in the world of sports. And, you know, I'm not all into second place trophies and all that kind of stuff, as you guys probably know. But I think, I don't know, being able to kind of listen to you guys and understand what it's all about. And I laugh at all the fans that call in too. I think it's hilarious. You know, some of the takes that they have and all them going at Cowboys fans and coming back and forth and talking about just everything. It's just a lot of fun to be able to kind of hear you guys talk about it.
Yeah, Ike had the same reaction when he got drafted by the Eagles. They said, don't listen to WIP. So he listened to WIP, and he's like, this is unbelievable. I love this. This is great.
So yeah. There you go.
And now I've been stuck here 17 years since I retired working at WIP.
Right.
That's right.
Well, Bryce, listen, we appreciate you calling in. Chuck is on the line, and I hate to put you on the spot here, but Chuck wanted to say hi to you. Is that possible?
Yeah, it's all good.
Chuck from Mount Airy. Chuck, say hi to Bryce Harper.
Hey, yo, Bryce, what's up, man? Hey, Bryce, give me 1 second, okay? Bryce, you listen to the show, so give me 1 second, okay? You listen to the show every day, right?
Yep, I do. Not every day, some days.
Can I do this for a second? Hey, Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, listen to me. Invite Cowboy Jim. Wonder why?
Huh?
So I can shove my foot up his ass, that's why.
No, Chuck. All right?
Yo, Bryce, what's up, baby? How you doing,
hey, Chuck,
man?
How you doing?
Hey, listen, man, I just wanted to come on here, and I honestly wanted to say thank you, man. I said everything I said was from the heart, and I want to say thank you for letting me get on this boat that you just created to ride this wave, man, for me. It's been a great last couple of days, and next to my kids being born, this has been the greatest moments of my life, man. So I appreciate you, man, and I thank you for being a great Philly coming on here and, you know, listening to us and shout me out, you know what I mean, out of the blue, for real.
Nah, I appreciate it, Chuck. We're all a family, man. You guys pull for us, we pull for everybody. So I appreciate you so much, and thanks for the words. Thanks for being kind, and, you know, really appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, no, listen, you're going to get your first ring, trust me. You're going to get it this year, trust me. I'm going to be right there on that float with you, buddy. Believe that. Hey, listen.
He's already on the float.
All right.
All right, Chuck. All right, Chuck. Yeah, listen, thank you. Yeah, sorry about that, Bryce.
No, it's all good. I love it.
Listen, keep it going. You guys are absolutely killing it right now. You know that this town is behind all of you guys, and it's going to be a special next month and a half here, and we're all looking forward to it.
No doubt. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, there he is, Bryce Harper.